starting in verse 2. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who live in a dark land, the light will shine on them. They shall multiply the nation, they shall increase their gladness. They will be glad in thy presence, as with the gladness of harvest. As men rejoice when they divide the spoil, for thou shalt break the yoke of their burden and the staff on their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, as at the battle of Midian. For every boot of the booted warrior in the battle of tumult and cloak rolled in blood will be for burning fuel for the fire. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us. And the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. And there will be no end to the increase of his government of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and behold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. And in John 16, verse 33, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but take courage, for I have overcome the world. We live in alarming times. We've seen a lot of, particularly in the past 2 weeks, in Iraq, in our own country, very many disturbing things. But we have a hope this morning in our worship of the faithfulness of God, that his government will continue to increase, that the zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. And despite whatever might come our way, and our brothers and sisters are facing around the world, that we overcome in Christ.